turkey side.
But why did it change? Well, you know, because the old wineskins can't bear new wine by the time of Christ. Circumcision had been so perverted. Jesus actually believed that because they were circumcised, they were saved. Imagine that. And because that had been around for so long, Christ changed the outward sign. That's all. Colossians 2:11 and 12 tell us that. Shows us. He changed the outward symbol. But the truth has always been there. That God has got you and your disciples. You are the disciple. Well, when it comes to adults, those who are as children, anyone born of the covenant family, according to Genesis 17. And so, biblically, we're called to make disciples. And how do we do that? Well, when someone professes faith as an adult, we baptize them. And when a child is born in the covenant family, the Old Testament, 8-day old, put circumcision on them. A sign that's testified that righteousness comes through faith alone. Well, that's the same thing baptism testifies to. No difference. See, but the babies can't. Neither can they believe in the Old Covenant. That's the sign of why they're part of the covenant household of God. So they are rightfully to be bearing in their body a sign that tells them in the world salvation comes through Christ. So this morning we're going to bring before the Lord two of His covenant children and place a sign upon them, a sign that testifies that Jesus Christ alone is salvation. So hear this carefully. We do not believe that that water sprinkled on a baby's head is a statement from the wrath of Almighty God. Water could never save a person from God's wrath. Okay, we don't believe that we're baptizing this baby because somehow it's going to make them saved. It's going to make them love Jesus. Not at all. That's the work of God. So why do we do it? We're out of obedience to God's word. You make disciples. And what is a baby in the church? Is a baby a disciple or a pagan? What? Are they learners of Jesus Christ? If they're not learners, then don't teach them, parents. If they're learners, teach them. If you teach them, then the disciples. What do you do with the disciples? Christ says, baptize them. So this morning, I'm going to bring forth two covenant children and baptize them, not because we believe that baptism is the same thing, but because we believe that God is calling us to place upon this day and to be reminded as a corporate body that God saves by grace in Christ. His children need to know that. We as a congregation, to our children and believers, need to know that. And God will bless our nation. As we baptize these children, I invite you to think of your own baptism. During the Reformation, the Puritans would encourage someone doubting their salvation and say, look to your baptism. Of course, today we read that and we misunderstand that they think, oh, the Puritans believe that baptism is dangerous. No. Baptism testifies. God Himself gives. He may make this up for us. God gives. God. When we baptize, when we think of baptism, we're on holy ground. God gave it. God says, through baptism, I proclaim to you, you're saved by grace, through faith, in Christ alone. So when you're doubting your salvation, oh God, I'm not a good person. I've sinned again. And oh, I'm such a bad person. Look to your baptism. What does God say in baptism? You're saved not by the works of your hand, but by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all that God's teaching us here. Hear that. Receive that. So look to your baptism, brothers and sisters. On what basis do you stand before God this day? If it's not the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone, then you're not saved. But it need not be that. You can come and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Allow His baptism to instruct you, to call you, and to appeal to you to come and trust the Lamb of God, Jesus. A lot of that, I invite the Martins and the Nelsons to please come forward, together with their covenant children specifically, as well as Marnie, Jelana, and Salome. promise of God is contained in His Word. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to Himself. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your house. A lot of these covenant promises to you, Mel, Lynn, and to you, Jason, and to you. Acknowledge your child's need of the cleansing.